This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister Theresa May is going to keep her job, at least for now. She won by the most slender of margins a no-confidence vote in Parliament today. Whether she's happy about that or not is tough to know because she still has Brexit smack in her lap. Will it still happen after yesterday's parliamentary torpedoing of the deal that May negotiated with the EU? Not sure. When? Don't know. Are all the possibilities, known in the vernacular as a hard Brexit, a soft Brexit, or no Brexit, still out there? Yeah, I guess. A common-sense observer would say all of this uncertainty should be taking a toll on global markets and the wider economy, right? We'll see. Here's Scott Tong.
Key markets gave a rather ho-hum reaction to yesterday's no vote on the British government's Brexit plan. London stocks rose a bit, the pound gave up a tad, because many investors predict the UK is moving to a softer divorce from Europe, or none at all. In other words, a win for economic connectedness. Jonathan Portis teaches economics at King's College in London.
Compared to the US-China trade war, Brexit is actually pretty small beer. Nonetheless, it might be perhaps a signal of a swing back against populism and protectionism.
But they could be wrong. Political indecision could lead to a chaotic Brexit in March. Goods piling up at the British border, grounded planes, European economic pain. Many companies want to stock extra parts and inventory just in case of shortages. But today's global supply chains don't always allow for that, says economist Peter Holmes at the University of Sussex. He spoke by Skype.
The whole essence of the just-in-time systems is you don't have spare capability to do that. The food industry simply can't, you know, expand refrigerated warehouses because there aren't any.
Brexit uncertainty adds to a global laundry list of question marks. U.S.-China trade, Iran oil sanctions, North Korea. But Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group, says none of these are immediate crises yet.
I think the markets will say, well, yeah, there's nothing really to worry about because we don't have these problems, but we're not resolving any of them.
He says when the next real crisis comes, the global economic pain could be big. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.